when you take the number of visitor attractions that we have and the rate that they go to, say, Killarney, the park there in Killarney, there's over 1 million going into it, and we're doing 150,000 in Glen Bay, look at Sleeve League, and as well over 1 million in the Cliffs of Moher, and again, we're talking about 120,000, 130,000 visitors, you know. Like, really, and I'm talking about how badly off we are. We're very far down the pecking league as far as tourism is concerned, with the tourism counties, of course. Even Mayo's ahead of us now.
You have identified a few short-term measures, though, to rectify this.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully, that if they will implement them, there's no question at all about that, you know. And I will be pressing very hard. But I think the most important thing is, I think the elimination of the Regional Tourism Board was a complete disaster, because the Regional Tourism Boards were funded mainly by the private sector, where the industry themselves paid in, and they got grant aid from both Bodger, and we got grants from the Town Council and the County Council at that stage from the five counties. And we were going particularly well. We suffered considerably as a result of the disbandment of Regional Tourism Boards. But they see all is centralised in Dublin. The local trade have nothing to say at all. And as you know, tourism Ireland is marketing us abroad as well. And there's never an opportunity for a Donegal stand abroad. And this is something that we did down the years, consistently down the years, went across to England and marketed the county.